Our first scripture lesson today is words from the prophet Isaiah from the 60th chapter, verses 1 through 6. Listen now for God's word to you in this reading of scripture. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. For the word in creation, for the word in scripture, for the word within us. Thanks be to God.
Our second scripture reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Matthew, the fifth chapter of Matthew. This is a small portion of the larger piece of scripture that we know as the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus teaching to the multitudes. And in these three short verses, Jesus calls us "You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." For the word in creation, for the word in scripture, and for the word within us. So how many of you have taken down your Christmas decorations? How many still have them up? How many just leave them up all year? You know, Jeff said to the young people, today is the last day of vacation, but actually, yesterday was the last day of Christmas. It's the day we know in the church as Epiphany. Epiphany is one of those words we don't talk about much, but basically, Epiphany means a sudden awareness, a flash of insight, a thought, an event, something that stirs us to a different level of consciousness, to a different way of seeing the world around us. And once we've had an epiphany, you can't go back through it, because you've seen things in a different way. Peg and I have an expression for that that we borrowed from Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland. It's, once you've gone down the rabbit hole, you can't get back out. And that's what an epiphany is all about. Now we celebrate Christmas by lighting up things, lighting up trees, lighting our houses, lighting airplanes on top of our houses, lighting giant Santa Claus and snowmen, lights, lights, lights. And then on Epiphany, we turn out the lights. We blow out the candles. Because on Epiphany, we're called to realize that the light that we really need is inside us. Because of the one who we celebrate at Christmas, who tells us we are the light of the world. And so winter darkness at Christmas is filled with light, and winter darkness at Epiphany is a reminder that even in the darknesses of our lives, the presence of God is deep within us. One of my favorite services of the Christian liturgical year is a service that we don't have here at Trinity. It's the Easter Vigil. How many of you have been to an Easter Vigil? An Easter Vigil begins outside the church around a fire, and the Christ candle is lit from that fire. And then the congregation processes into a dark sanctuary as everyone holds a candle the way we do on Christmas Eve, and the Christ candle leads the way into the darkness of this sanctuary. And the bearer of the candle is also a cantor. And there's a brief phrase that gets sung back and forth between the cantor and the congregation. The cantor says, "The light of Christ." And the congregation responds, "Thanks be to God." Can you sing that? "Thanks be to God." Sing it out. "Thanks be to God, the light of Christ. Thanks be to God, the light of Christ. Thanks be to God, the light of Christ. Thanks be to God." And then the cantor goes into the Magnificat. Isn't that beautiful? The light of Christ. Now there's another song about the light of Christ that I will share with you, and it was written by Hank Williams. And it goes like this. "I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light." You know it. "I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light." The light of Christ. Christmas, Epiphany reminds us that the light of Christ is in the world. Isaiah reminds us, "Arise, your light has come." Epiphany is celebrated all over the world in different ways. In many countries, in many Christian traditions, it's much, much more elaborate than we North American Protestants celebrate Epiphany. Yesterday, there were parades, there were worship services, there were clowns and lights and things going on all over the world. There were teenagers jumping into cold water just right up the street from us, looking for a cross. And on Saturday, Pope Francis held a mass and said, if we want to find Jesus, we have to overcome our fear of taking risks, our self-satisfaction, and our indolent refusal to ask anything more of life. We need to take risks simply to meet a child. And those risks are immensely worth the effort, since in finding that child, in discovering his tenderness and love, we discover ourselves. In discovering the light of Christ, we discover ourselves. Thomas Merton had an epiphany once. He left the Abbey at Gethsemane, and he went into Louisville, and he was standing on the corner of Walnut Street in Louisville, Kentucky. And he had an epiphany. And part of what he wrote about that, he said, in Louisville at the corner of 4th and Walnut, in the center of the shopping district, I was suddenly overwhelmed with the realization that I loved all those people, that they were mine and I theirs, that we could not be alien to one another even though we were total strangers. I have the immense joy of being a member of a race in which God became incarnate. As if sorrows and stupidities of the human condition could overwhelm me, now I realize what we all are. And if only everybody could realize this. But it cannot be explained. There is no way of telling people that they are all walking around shining like the sun. There's no way of telling us, but we have to experience it. And that's what Epiphany is all about. The light of Christ. I was just testing you. I'm just testing you. The light of Christ. Are you really thankful? The light of Christ. Author Richard Rohr says, the most courageous thing we will ever do is to bear humbly the mystery of our own reality. To trust our divine image and grow in God's likeness. It is a simple matter of becoming who we really are. You may not really believe it right now, but you are the light of Christ. Go and shine forth. Amen.